Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, and the reason why you're trying to go to all these, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience, and these people sign up every year to go to a convention, thinking they're going to learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on and do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick. The only carrot you have is like, maybe. Because whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, the good chance you're not going to make it, Goggins. This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you. The real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that fucking computer comes on with 150 questions, this ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. Passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. When I'm taking that test and I get to a question, I don't fucking know the answer. I'm like, fuck, man. And then say, I told you, man. That ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair. That's what you do. How to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you. So there is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created or woman in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now, questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks.
What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. Easy successes may be pleasant, but if they're the only successes you achieve, you'll come to expect quick, effortless results. Then when life hits you hard with a difficult challenge, you'll lack the mental toughness to overcome it. Moreover, you'll never appreciate the easy successes as much as the ones that require blood, sweat, and tears. Does it mean that you should reject easy successes and seek the most difficult ways to accomplish your goals? Of course not. However, you should make sure that you don't deliberately avoid hardships. Resist the temptation to set your aims low. Scoring exclusively easy wins might feel good, but you're limiting your potential that way. Over the long term, make sure that you always have at least one big, ambitious, and demanding goal in life, as that's where the power of self-discipline shines, where most personal growth happens, and which delivers the greatest feeling of having accomplished something worth doing. Receive wealth or prosperity without arrogance, and be ready to let it go. Never take self-discipline for granted or assume that if you can control your urges, you're now invincible. Humility plays an important role in helping you maintain self-control. An arrogant person will be more likely to unnecessarily test their willpower, which will eventually lead to their downfall. This happens because of the restraint bias, the tendency for people to overestimate how capable they are of controlling impulsive behaviors. Research shows that people who had an inflated belief in their self-control overexpose themselves to temptations, such as recovering smokers putting themselves in situations tempting them to smoke, which increase the risk of a relapse. Assume that your self-discipline is like prosperity. It's possible that it will stay with you for a long time, but it's also possible that it will disappear. Consequently, you'll work harder to keep it in your life. If it does go away, when you make some mistakes, you'll accept it with more tranquility and be more likely to regain it quickly. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Self-discipline is a lot like dealing with fear. When you face temptations, look them straight in the eye and send them packing. The next time they appear in your life, you'll be able to say to yourself, I managed to overcome them once. I can handle them this time as well. The more times you successfully overcome the temptations, the easier it will be to handle them again. Regular practice will make you less susceptible to temptations and even more likely to ignore them. Just like looking fear in the face will make you more likely to act in spite of it. Granted, it's not that with enough experience, you'll become unconditionally self-disciplined, just like you won't one day stop being afraid of anything. Just remember that each situation that tests your resolve is another experience from which you can draw inspiration to overcome future challenging circumstances when they occur. Never pick the easy road. Never. And it always goes back to kind of the hero mentality. Never pick the easy road, ever in your life. That is the one road that is doom. It is doom. If you want something like 6-minute abs, all these different things, if you want it so fast, you may achieve what you wanted, but you want the permanent fix. The permanent fix comes from the hard road. The hard road gives you permanent results. The easy road gives you the quick fix. You will go back to where you started on the easy route. That hard route is so permanent that it ends up callousing you everywhere. Everywhere.
You keep a six pack forever.
You keep it. You keep it. Because you know the work that goes into it.
Yeah.
Knowledge has to be improved, challenged, and increased constantly, or it vanishes. Just like knowledge, you can't take self-discipline for granted. Unfortunately, being a self-disciplined person isn't a one-and-done kind of thing. Once you have learned how to live that way, you can still lose it if you don't consistently strengthen it by setting new challenges and rejecting instant gratification in favor of bigger future rewards. Never assume that you're disciplined enough. There's always a new area in which you can improve your self-control and further expand your comfort zone. For example, regular exercise poses no challenge for my self-discipline. In order to strengthen it, I need to set bigger and bigger exercise-related challenges for myself. Instead of focusing on fitness, I can also find a new area in which my discipline is lacking, such as developing more patience when dealing with other people, and focus on improving it until it's no longer a test for my resolve. Such consistent practice ensures that you're at least maintaining your level of self-control and ideally always getting better at it. Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Never excuse yourself. Never pity yourself. Be a hard master to yourself and be lenient to everybody else. The only standards that should concern you are your own standards. If you act in accordance with the standards of the majority of people, you'll be overweight, unfit, unhealthy, lazy, hating your job, not having enough time for your family, and in debt. I sometimes get flack for my goals. You're already slim. Why do you still watch your diet? Why do you save so much money? You should live it up. Can't you live like a normal person instead of waking up at 5 a.m. and gonna sleep as early as 8 p.m.? According to my standards, the growth should never end. I always hold myself responsible for a higher standard, and this allows me to maintain success, friendly habits in my life, and achieve even more success. If you allow yourself to have low standards, how are you supposed to ever achieve excellence? Exhibiting self-control is one of the most powerful demonstrations of having high standards, letting fleeting emotions and urges control your life, as most people do, is a surefire path to mediocrity. The important thing in the Olympic Games is not to win, but to take part. The important thing in life is not triumph, but the struggle. The essential thing is not to have conquered, but to have fought well. Nobody will ever give you any grades for your level of self-discipline. There's no finish line and there's no podium for the winners. The only purpose of building self-discipline is to conquer yourself, your own urges, your own weaknesses, and your own self, sabotaging behaviors. It's easy to forget this fact and assume that when you reach your goals, you're done. In fact, the moment you make your dreams come true isn't the most important moment. It's important, no doubt, but without the process leading to it, in itself, it means little. The most important moments are the moments of struggle, when you're striving to fight, even when you can barely stand and the whole world is spinning around you. It's this very act that proves your mettle and showers you with life, encompassing benefits, not the act of winning in itself. Whenever you find yourself frustrated that you're still a long way from the finish line, remember that it's right now, at this very moment, that you're collecting the biggest rewards. It's the struggle in itself that improves you and makes you a more successful person. Anybody, not just Navy SEALs, but anybody that can accomplish anything that is hard. The only separator is that they really want to be there. There's some people that get inspired, and that inspiration moves them to try to do something. But the inspiration is very high right now in this nice environment. We're in a nice environment. The ocean's out there. I'm talking to you. If I want to go to the refrigerator and get something to drink, eat, I can. I watch a movie about some badasses, you're inspired. But the second you're not in this environment and you're actually doing what inspired you, that suck factor is now real. You can't just get off your couch and get a shake or get a box of donuts or turn the TV. You're now there. And only those people who have been there a million times in their minds and have lived in that water and have suffered a million times and realized my legs may break, my knee may break, my bones will hurt, I will be the coldest I've been in my life. I will be miserable and accept that. Because what happens is when you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind, I call it my 1 second decision. When you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind immediately says, get the out of here. Everybody's does, even if you want to be there. But it starts to have all these different questions in your mind in that 1 second. And it says, okay, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Why this? Why that? And then you start to say to yourself, if you don't want to be there that bad, I have a beautiful wife at home, man. Why the f*** am I doing this, man? Like, this is stupid. This is going to get these guys injured. Like they're going to pay for this for the rest of their lives. I'm not going to break my body up to do this. Your mind starts to say, yeah, this is stupid. But if you are already knowing that this is going to happen to you, you have all the answers to these questions that your mind starts to give you when you're in suffer mode. To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions. The test is your life. All the answers are in there. You don't have to live in suffering, pain, and failure all the time. You have to learn. Like people hate working out. You're only going to visit working out maybe an hour a day, 23 other hours of the day. You're not in it. But how you become in shape is you must visit suffering. Visit working out 1 hour a day. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures. 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there. They are in there within the suffering. Go in there. I call it the live autopsy. The live autopsy, how you find out. They crack you open after you're dead. How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain. Crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're freaking dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering, go into the pain of your life and say, Why does this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain. In the scarring are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Visit them for at least an hour a day. Study them. And then you'll find out more about yourself. You will then grow. So don't look at it as every day I suffer. Go into it an hour a day. Learn from yourself. Learn from life. Learn from me. Learn from your failures. Learn from your insecurities. Learn from your self-doubt. Don't just say, I'm afraid to jump off an airplane. What makes you afraid of it? Study it. That's why I studied my mind. Why I became so powerful in the mind, because I realized I was weak. So instead of running away from the mind, I dove into it and said, what is making me weak?